Verdicts have been delivered in one of the most closely watched court cases in recent Czech history, with 9 found guilty of corruption in a case linked to David Rath. The erstwhile politician is being tried separately, but seems set to also spend many years behind bars. Ian Willoughby reports.
David Rath was once one of the Czech Republic's most flamboyant politicians. Social Democrat health minister and later governor of the Central Bohemia region, he wore a bow tie, employed language that wasn't always parliamentary, and was open about having 2 families. In 2012, he was the focus of international media attention after claiming to be surprised when police found 7 million crowns in a box when they swooped on him and a couple with whom he was suspected of taking kickbacks in connection with the renovation of a chateau and procurements for a hospital. On Tuesday, the couple, Kateřina Kotová and Petr Kot, were found guilty by a court in Prague. They received jail terms of 7.5 years and were stripped of almost 30 million crowns found hidden under floorboards at their home. 7 others received lesser sentences. Among them was a woman who bribed the group to win a contract but turned state's evidence. She got a suspended term and a 1 million crown fine. The defendant's case rested on the claim that recordings made by the police were inaudible. However, the judge dismissed this claim. David Rath is being tried separately from his co-accused and won't know his fate until his verdict is delivered, possibly next month. In an interview with Czech television, Mr. Rath questioned the independence of the court that sentenced his former associates after a trial lasting for more than a year and a half.
From the start, it has been a certain kind of political show trial. The judge is not impartial. Above all, I would like to go before an independent court that will rule according to the evidence. By that I mean according to witness testimonies and according to expert opinions, not according to personal sympathy or antipathy.
The state attorney accuses Mr. Rath of heading the group, and his name was mentioned several times by the judge in his summation on Tuesday. So, given the fate of the other defendants, it's hard to imagine he's not now enjoying his last few weeks of liberty. The judge gave the Kots a term at the exact halfway mark between the minimum and maximum sentence permitted. If the same measure is applied in Mr. Rath's case, he can expect to get 8.5 years in prison.